This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Aerosmith comes out with one of their signature albums, which includes Walk This Way. That was 50 years ago.
Today. Toys in the Attic.
Okay. So are these songs that were already out 50 years ago or just songs that came out this year?
All tunes that came out in 1975.
75. Got it.
Reminding us how old we all are.
Yeah. Every one of these songs has been better than Aerosmith, which we both have declared slightly overrated. Adam has declared dramatically overrated.
I could find you worse. I believe the number one Billboard Hot 100 song for the year was Captain and Tennille. So if you want me to break that one out, I can do it.
Which one?
Might have been Love Will Keep Us Together. I don't know.
Play it right now.
I don't want to do
you
that.
You don't think love will keep us together?
No, I don't. I don't think.
Think of me, babe, whenever.
Again, I don't think.
Yeah. No, that's a good song. I don't know why we needed the captain, though, and why he had the hat. You know,
well, you got to have that. If you're
Daryl
the captain.
Dragon. I think I've said this before, and then people have sent me stuff where he actually was pretty damn talented. You know, Tony carried the group.
If you're the captain,
yeah,
and you have the ability to wear that hat as part of your character, your whatever you call it, you wear the hat.
If you're going to be the captain, you probably shouldn't just, you know, listen, Derek Jeter wore a hat, the captain.
El capitán.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody saying Muskrat Love. Yeah, that was bad. I'm not willing to say I'm in on every Captain Neil song. Okay, Dave Harrigan, by the way, tech, let's go. Let's get a lot of techs here. You are called by Jeff Bezos and said Gail's decided she doesn't want to do it. Actually, here's the scenario. Oprah says, I want you out here in Montecito.
Mm.
And we're going to have a party with all the... Well, didn't we determine hoi polloi is actually not the top?
I think that's not the top, yes.
And it was more the... us, the commoners?
Could be.
Yeah, even though it sounds like the hoi polloi should be the Oprah's and the, you know, Gail's and the... Jeff Bezos's, right?
Say hoi polloi. I can only think of Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Is that the line from Spalding? Ahoy polloi.
So Gail's out, and you're asked, are you in? Come on, Texter. 651-461-9226. Dave Harrigan, you have enough time to train. You're ready to go. You in.
Do I have to tell my wife?
Yes.
Because she will say absolutely no, you are not in.
Yeah.
I think I'm in.
Some guys run their house. Some guys run around their house.
Same I run around it.
Yeah.
I run around it.
House
not,
runner.
Not afraid to say it.
House runner.
I'm an excellent house runner around her. I think I'm in. As long as I'm convinced after you do all the training, you know, whatever, you take the G-forces and all that. If I've convinced myself that my stomach can handle it, I'm in. I don't want to be the puker on Blue Origin, though.
No, because, well, that, of course, had Neil deGrasse Tyson there, and he was joking about that, saying the vomit will be all in the air, and it'll be floating around all over.
Yeah, they don't need that.
How awful would that be?
I think I would just not eat for a couple days.
If Texter gets it, only if they use Pella windows. Thank you. Thank you. And I've went to Stretch Lab enough to feel good. I'm an underrated claustrophobic. That's my fear. Like,
we got a window. That helps, right?
It does, but like, you're buckled in there really tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would love to do it. Love, love, love. I don't think you want to be ready to go, and I'm pushing the button saying, I'm out.
You think you'd get that close? You'd go through all the business, you'd know exactly what it was like, and you'd be on the launch pad and say, I'm good.
Well, because if you test yourself for, let's go 58-35.
You just do what you want. Make it 50, actually.
Okay. I think you got to account for the juices, too, right? Because if you just go in and you're there, wherever Blue Origin's set up, and it's just the empty area, and it's really tight if you're in a little bit of a claustrophobe like I am, it might get you more then. But when it's go time, you might be like, I don't care that I'm claustrophobic. Or it might be the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's just, this is even worse. As long as the claustrophobia did not get to me, I'm 100% in. I think it'd be unbelievable.
It would. It would be, well, it would be an out-of-this-world experience,
Chad. By the way, can I just rip myself on that?
Go ahead.
It wouldn't be like, wasn't that good? Who's the only person who would say, I thought it'd be better?
Larry.
Adam.
Oh, I thought LD would say.
LD. Carter. Carter could see Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, and George Carlin while Fish is playing in the background. He'd go, thought it might be a little better.
Well, Adam would also probably duck out halfway through the ride. He'd just jump out the escape hatch.
That's my move, dude. I did it again Friday with friends. They're really mad. Yeah. I brought Michelle into the mix. Is it ghosted if you ghost with the gal too?
Yes.
I think it is. Among the texts, no need to go to space to die like the people in Submersible. No thanks. Yeah. I mean, we have Challenger. I'm not saying you're going up there without fear.
There's risk.
There absolutely is plenty of risk. And, I mean, we got this horrible story, but the guy who's the co-owner of the places, you know, was Steph Shimp, and he's on a motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
right? Awful things can happen to you. I'm not saying it's the same likelihood, but, man, oh, man, I'm out. I don't like heights. Yeah, if you don't like heights, that's a tough one. Semi-up space exploration science should still be alive in America no matter the political climate. I would have gone up the day after the Challenger field. Do you think, does it matter to Dave Harrigan if we push for space exploration again?
Not really.
I'm going to say not really, but I think I'm underselling everything that great that comes out of it. Let's go to CBS and Susie.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.